It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It is the first official weekend of bow season. I can looking across the studio, and Bob's neck's swelling up as we speak. So he's about to get in a rut, if you know what I mean. But it's tailgating season too. There's a whole lot going on in the fall, and which if this is your first time listening, you'll figure out that the fall is our favorite time of year as a grilling guy. So I'm Joppin. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Joppin. You are right on everything you said. My neck is swelling. I smell like musk. But no doe urine.
Right.
I have my game cam up, and life is good again.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So on air, I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think of that?
Wouldn't be the first time.
No.
Put me on the spot for what? I don't feel it yet.
October 22nd.
Yep.
It's a Friday.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
You're going to deer camp with me.
On October 22nd. That would be the only weekend in October that I don't have anything going on.
Oh,
so it
lucky.
Sounds like I do now.
Lucky, lucky.
Yeah, right. I may have to clear that one with the bride. You know, I'm still a relative newlywed, and so we've got, I'll talk about that in a little bit, but after the show's done today, I'm headed to Shartucky Bow Camp, and that's not really a bow camp, it's a beer camp. And I'm just a camp cook. So,
well, that's why the other thing I want to talk to you about.
Right. that's exactly
I know
it.
You'll be back there tending the fire.
Right. And then the 30th, I'm doing a Michigan State tailgate.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So I'm sandwiching the weekends in between there. Hey, my pool's still open, so I got to figure out sometime to get that bad boy closed, too. You know,
got mine closed Thursday.
Yeah, right. I'm getting her done. Exactly. But it's way overdue. So, you know what? It's the fall time of the year. There's hunting, there's fishing, there's all kinds of stuff going on, and everybody needs equipment too, right?
Yes.
When you do that kind of stuff. So join us a little later in the show. We're going to have Merle Shoemaker from Al and Bob Sports. He is the ultimate sportsman and is going to talk to us about a lot of really cool stuff.
And they are sportsmen helping sportsmen.
Serving them, as I heard. Yeah.
And that too.
Yeah. But anyway, so we'll be talking to Merle in a bit. But this later today... I'm headed down to, as I said, my beer camp, which will be comprised of, the reason it's beer camp and not bow camp is because the wives come along, okay? And this is
right.
This is just a barn party. This is just a barn party is all it is, but it's the ceremonial start of the bow season every year for us. So I'm bringing down something that you'll see a picture of after I use it, is there's a gentleman that we're going to talk to next week because he's loaning me a grill on a trailer that is 7 foot long bull with 5 foot wingspan on those horns. And it's a grill that you grill right in the belly of it. And I'll be taking some pictures of that later today when I'm using it. And we're going to have him on as a guest next week because it's Cutlerville Grills is the name of the company. And he's been gracious enough to loan me one for
this
weekend.
Does he build them?
Yes. He distributes them.
Oh.
They're built for him, but he distributes them out of a little place in Cutlerville. It's pretty cool. It's on a trailer. It's got a live edge cherry table that's 8 foot long and a foot and a half wide mounted right beside the grill. And it's on a trailer. I'm going to hook up with it and drag it down there. And we're going to make some smoke out that bull's nose. So it should be a lot of fun, but I'll be doing that. So I want to talk a little bit about, I'm going to make some Piggy Mac sliders for the boys. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some patties of sausage, okay? And I'll use Sobey Meats and their Parkside Kielbasa. I'll patty that up because it's a real flavorful, garlicky sausage, right?
Real good.
Yeah. I'm going to patty that up, and then I'm going to bring a pan of my mac and cheese down there. And what we're going to do, we got Hawaiian rolls. I'm going to cook off the patties, right? And slider size, about the size of a tennis ball. They'll shrink down
so
a little bit.
So it fits on a king Hawaiian roll.
That's exactly right. And then I'm going to put some mac and cheese on top of that patty. And then I'm going to take one sweet pickle, put it on top of there, and then cover it with a little Dijon mustard. Slam that top on that, buddy. That is one good Sammy.
And Atkinson's approved.
Right, yeah.
No
right, except, right. Except for that bun and that mac and cheese. Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so that's going to be one of the items that we're going to come from the belly of the beast, if you will. And we're gonna cook it up. I got a lot of other stuff going on, too. But going to be a fun weekend. There'll be some beer drank. There will be some food eaten and a lot of stories told. And hopefully, any of you that are going to deer camp in the next 6 weeks, you'll have a similar experience, because I look forward to it. It's a highlight of my fall every year. You connect with guys you haven't seen
it's
in a
so
year,
fun.
Right? And it's just
and
a
that's
ton
why
of fun.
I want you to come up on the 22nd.
Yeah, right. Well, am I sleeping on the ground?
No, I'll have an air mattress for you.
Okay. Well, I have my own air mattress.
Okay.
But it is in canvas. It's
oh not my goodness! And we have a beautiful brand new wood stove.
Oh
yeah, it's gonna
okay,
be
okay. I'll sleep on the other in case it catches fire.
It's gonna be toasty. You can sleep by the ice machine.
Oh yeah, right. I've done that before. I think I woke up with my sleeping bag frozen to my cot one night when I was with you. But anyway, that's all good too. Those all
why
that
is
stuff
it you only remember
stories.
The bad memories? Right. When are you gonna start remembering the good ones?
Yeah, we've eaten well and drank a little better.
So I got a crazy thought to do some like Brazilian style churrasco grilling at deer camp. So I want to take a deer camp, a deer doe. I want to shoot the first doe is going to be processed right there.
Okay, fresh meat, nothing wrong with
and
that.
And I'm going to make a churrasco rack out of black pipe.
Okay, so explain that. I don't even know what that is.
Basically, it's just it's going to look like two A-frames with a bar going across the top. Now, in Brazil, they'll very often put a crank on it, and they'll raise grills, grates up and down.
Yeah. Okay.
But the churrasco is the...
So this is a manual rotisserie?
The gauchos have these giant swords that they put on the meat. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse,
sure,
you'll see these giant swords. And I might even just have to resort to buying some long, cheap rotisserie skewers for the first year. Then I can put the clips on them to keep the meat in place. That's actually a great way to do it. I was thinking about getting my son-in-law to fab some at his metal shop, but they're so slammed that I hate to ask him this time of year. But basically, you put this teepee up, so you have this tall crossbar going across your fire, and I thought I could make it out of black pipe real easily.
Sure.
And then screw it together when I get
clean
there.
Clean it off,
And take it. Well, the fire will take care of that for me.
Right.
And the meat's not going to touch the bar. So you put your meat on this long sword, and then you poke it in the ground and lean it on it. That's
oh,
all you do.
Okay, I get it. So and it's beside the fire, it's not over the fire.
Yeah,
so
it's you're getting, kind of over it a little bit, but you're making a teepee out of swords.
Right. So and so the meat itself is on a long skewer of sorts.
Yes.
Right? And you're going to lean it up against beside the fire.
Yep.
And you're going to turn it every once in a while so that
one of the things I want to do is I want to take a rib cage, the upper torso. I want to do a half of a front end of a deer with the ribs attached, and I want to roast the rib cage that way, just up leaned up against the fire.
Open up or with the cavity?
Opened up.
Okay.
Yep, so you have two halves.
Right.
And I'm going to probably have to fashion some sort of wire or something to keep it together, but you basically season your meat and then you oil it and you just lean it up there and you let it roast slowly over the smoke.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I know.
I'm thinking that the mechanism isn't perfected yet, but I'm liking the technique.
Yeah.
So
it's
maybe we better take two deer in case the first one falls in the dirt.
Well, I think if I have a couple of skewers or three or four, I think I can just bind them together with a little bit of wire. And they'll be just fine.
Yeah.
As long as somebody doesn't, you know, trip over it.
Right. Well, that's happened too. I mean, you know, that's another one of those bad memories. I can't talk about that. Yeah.
Merle, we were close to your cabin when we had a real fun day once.
Right. Yep.
We had so much fun we couldn't go to your cabin.
Right. Yeah. God rest Big Brown. She ended up in the ditch that day, but we got her out and everybody's good. And it's still a hunting vehicle somewhere. So.
And I'm pretty sure they can't charge us with anything now.
Right. Yeah. Right. That was a very friendly farmer that pulled us out of the ditch. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But anyway, hey, coming up next, Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports is going to be joining us. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff going on in the sporting goods world. And this is the time of year when you want to get down there, get there early. But you're going to want to get down there and check out all this stuff, and we're going to be talking all about that good stuff when we come back. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.